Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about graphs on pontoons and wake boats because, you know, maybe the kids think this is too cool to have a graph on there, but you need to have one on it. Right, Jerry?
Absolutely. You need something to show you creek channels on that thing so you can stay safe.
Ooh.
Yeah, if nothing else, just a Garmin with some maps on it would be fine.
Tell me where to get it, where to go.
Well, we're going to talk about that. But, Jerry, let's talk about Greer's Ferry, man. The lake I was on yesterday, me and Rick, if you can believe this, I had no clue. As hot as it is in Texas, that lake was loaded with smallmouth. And I'm talking about you can win a tournament with 20 pounds of smallmouth. What is going on our Lake Greer's Ferry? Are you catching any?
I am catching everything you can imagine. My post the last few days, 2 days ago I had a trip, and we probably had 12 different species in the boat. We're catching, I've been on the south end in the clear water fishing walleye. We've caught smallmouth. We've caught, we had a largemouth in the 7 to 8 pound class come off right at the boat, right out of net range the day before yesterday.
I did see that post where you had a bunch of different kinds of fish. That was a neat post.
Yep. That was a 23-inch walleye on that table. That was a 16-inch... Shut up. Sorry about that. It was a 16-inch crappie. We had a bluegill. We had catfish. We had also turned back like a sunfish, drum... a carp. I mean, we caught, I think, 12 different species that day.
You know, I want to say this. I want to say this real quick. I'm looking at my Facebook. We got Mickey Stewart. You know, he's watching right now. He's coming in from Chaffee. We got Rick Hart. We got a bunch of folks. But I want you to know something, Jerry. Not just you. I don't want to blow your head completely up. All the guys that I have on this show, handpicked. Mind you, I can pick anybody I want. It's my show. Handpicked, everybody loves everybody. Everybody loves our people that
Absolutely.
We pick. And just like this lady right here, Mandy says Jerry is awesome. So, you know, you're not just getting, and I'm going to do I may do this today, the life of a guide. People don't understand, Jerry, because I only do it when Rick needs me. The life of a guide ain't just all bells and whistles, okay? You got to prepare yourself. It's all day. It's every day. You know, you like me, you're going to have anxiety because you don't know who you're meeting, what they're like. Are they going to catch fish? Can they fish? There's a lot to go into being a guy.
Are they dressed appropriately? What shoes do they have on? Do they have snacks? Are they hypoglycemic? I know all this stuff because I was so unprepared when I jumped on the boats. But yeah, y'all got it rough.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, what do you
say? Yeah, I've got everything. I've got a really packed out medical kit. I've got snacks and stuff for emergency sugar drops, stuff like that. But yeah, I had 10 trips this week. I had double trips 4 days. A double trip is me getting up at 4:30. First trip is 7 to 11:30. Next trip is 1 to 5:30. By the time I get done cleaning fish, get the boat back to the house, it's like 7:30 at night. Get the boat on charge, get dinner, get a shower, and collapse and do it again.
Yeah.
That was a long week.
And let's talk about the weather. Because you know what? I want to talk about this on my safety, Sergeant Safety Brief. Most of the time you don't cancel. You know, these people may be, let's just take Rick, for instance. These folks are driving in from Michigan, New York, California. No, not kidding.
No, I know. I've seen it, yes.
You think they're going to say, well, no, I've already booked my trip. By God, you're going out there.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to figure out if it's windy to go in a certain cove, if it's rainy to do whatever. Right, Jerry?
Absolutely. I've already been looking at that. Next 3 days, it's going to be 10 to 15 with gusts up to 25. So, yeah, it's going to be tough, but you can't cancel. I mean, my next open date's like May 19th. So, you know, if they cancel now and they've got scheduled plans, they've got their hotel or Airbnb booked and all that other stuff, you know, that throws it all in a tizzy. So we're going. If it ain't lightning, we're going.
There you go. There you go, folks. Well, everybody out there listening, just know that there's a lot of logistics behind being a god, you know. So, all right, let's talk about real quick before we let you go. Let's talk about what's going on. Can we go out there and catch crappie right now?
Absolutely. We did have an issue finding some fish for a few days. I figured out what was going on. The pollen up the rivers was so thick, and had to look this up on Google. But if the pollen gets in the water real thick, it starts decaying. It starts taking the oxygen out of the water, and it'll push the fish out of that area. And so we were catching fish up river, and then all of a sudden we wasn't, but the pollen was real thick.
Mm.
So we had to back way out, halfway back out the main lake before we found the fish because they backed out away from the pollen.
Wow. But
yeah, the crappie are up shallow, bass are up shallow, 3 to 10 foot of water. We've been catching on a 3-inch swim bait. You can catch crappie, you can catch bass, you can catch everything right now.
Okay. Well, Jerry, you're fun to be with. It's central, you know, basically Greer's Ferry is central Arkansas. Oh, and we got them all around. So book a trip. Go out there. Have fun. Yeah, I want to catch some crappie. But what if you want to cook a walleye tonight? Okay. You can put them
I've
on a walleye.
I've been banging on them.
You've been banging on them. So there you go, folks. Walleye's hard to find. Hard to catch.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Harder to catch. Not as many in the day, but a very good table fare.
There you go. Well, my man, people are right now saying, how do I find you? So what do they do?
They can go to Crappieholic Guide Service on Facebook. Follow me there. If I do have a cancellation, there and my personal page on Jerry McCready on Facebook will be the first places any cancellation spots pop up. They can go to CrappieholicGuideService.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, and click on, say, book a trip, half-day crappie. My calendar should pop up. I had this come up. Do not do this. I had an afternoon trip open. Somebody booked a live scope class. I can't do that if I've already got my boat up there. So if it's showing a morning trip, do not try to book a live scope class in the afternoon.
There you go. Simple pimples.
Call me.
Thank you, Bubba. I appreciate you every Sunday.
Yep. See you.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Can we find out what the show's about today?
We sure can.
Yo, pick up the phone. Hello?
What's up? Brought to you by Stanley Hardware and Lumber in North Little Rock, located at 4308 MacArthur Drive. They've been in business for over 100 years, so if they've been in business that long, they know what they're doing. Check out their Facebook page or go to their website at stanleyhardwarenlr.com. You can also call them at 753-2470. I bet they can tell you.
What's up?
What's up? Carolina Rig. We got pro guys from Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, and Gulf Shores.
Sure
we do. We got camping. And she says, well, I'd love to go look at some waterfalls. So you got that going on, right?
Yeah.
We got vacation spots. But these ain't regular ones. These ain't just run down the old road down to Mountain Harbor or something. You got some nice ones out there, just in case if you want to step out of your comfort zone.
That's why we're called the natural state.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk some fuzzy dice.
What?
Yeah, we are. We sure are. 4-H Claiborne County Tournament. I'm going to talk about that. We got a little safety class with that. Late DeGray, Keith Green will be calling with the update. Of course the ponies are running today, right?
That is correct.
So we're going to talk about the ponies with Long Shot Leo. Let's do some shout-outs.
That it's time for shout outs on Fishing Arkansas.
Well, let me hear it. See, Rig.
You know, I'm going to shout out all my vendors. Tanera Lux Floral gave my daughter the wedding of her dreams. I didn't have to worry about anything. Unveiled Bridal off of Cantrell, the best in the state. Y'all quit going to New York and Dallas for your dresses.
Mm.
I know brides are doing that. She can get any dress here. Not only, but they store it and like vault it. So I picked it up. She went and had her wedding portraits. We brought it back dirty. They cleaned it. They steamed it. They stored it for 2 months later until the wedding. Mm. They take care of you. I couldn't imagine using anyone else. It was just amazing. Beehive Cafe, amazing. There's too many vendors to list all, but thank you all.
How about the place you had it there in Sherwood?
Yes, the venue at Oakdale. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Just an amazing, beautiful, probably one of the top in the state right now. One of the top five, I would say.
Close, you know?
Very nice, close, beautiful, elegant, easy to work with, very accommodating. It was perfect, a perfect night. And you know what? Even if it wasn't perfect for some, it was perfect for Emily.
Hello.
And she enjoyed it. Mm. And all of the guests. Thank you all for coming. It was just a fairy tale night, actually.
Well,
couldn't have done it without any of those vendors.
No, you had to.
I wouldn't have even attempted it. So, here's the deal. Buy the flowers. Buy the dress. Do it. It was an amazing night. We'll never forget.
Well, I'm going to start out with a shout-out. You're a cool mom, man. You took care of your daughter.
Don't make me cry.
Yeah.
Yes. I live for my kids.
Right? I know you do. And everybody knows it. So, way to go, Mom.
Thank you.
Mickey Stewart, retired colonel. He's on the way home from Fort Smith. Say hello.
Hi, Mickey. How are you?
Don't drink energy drinks.
Triple C loaded tea, the way to go.
That's right. Leave this Red Bull and Monsters alone. The lady that makes them, Cindy and BB, she's an ER nurse. Mm-hmm. And so she's seen all these people come in, 20-year-olds, having heart problems, and that's why.
And colon cancer going on right now. People in their 20s, get off of these drinks.
Triple C is all natural. And everybody's going to say, well, it's so sweet, it's got to have sugar. It don't mm-hmm. have sugar. Okay?
Does it not?
No. No. It's 180 of natural caffeine. So I'm going to say, I have never tasted coffee in my life. But this is the way I get my caffeine. All right, let's move on there. Our friends at the dock in Fairfield Bay, they have a watch party going on right now while they're eating their biscuits.
Yeah, they watch you every Sunday, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
ICU Marine Monitors, the best in the business. They're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. People are figuring out. Well, you know, the other companies or this, the, I ain't talking about you. The engineer behind ICU is none other. Okay, Dennis is an engineer. Okay, I'm just letting you know. Let's go. East Texas Fiberglass, you got any problems with your boat, run it over there. Shady Oaks Trail Getaway, I love her at Hamilton. My partner, Rick Carter. Let me tell you something. There are fishermen, anglers, that could see beds, okay? A lot of pros, and I'm talking about like your Connells of the world and all these, they don't like to bed fish. One of the reasons is, A, you spend a lot of time on the fish. B, can you really see him? You know Rick can see him.
Stop. Don't get me on that. A few things about fishing I can talk about is Rick and bed fishing. And that fish stayed there 5 minutes. I swear that fish, he could see it. And he had to switch my hat out and change my sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Then I could see it. He taught me what to look for. And it was like, man, did they really just stay right there?
Locked on. That's what you want.
It was insane. I had about 50 casts before I finally got that
fish. Well, you got it. So a shout out to my partner. I can't remember, Rick, when you call in our next tournament is of course we got two more left. Oasis 64, best car wash in the world. Man, and
it's touchless. Remind them of that. It's touchless.
It's touchless. I'm sorry. It's touchless, and then the dryer is awesome. Now I got something special.
Let's hear it.
The four ladies that went fishing with me and Rick, Debbie, Sally, Ashley, and Pam, this song is for you.
I'm long winded. Kind outlaw women, they got here right on time. Outlaw women, don't need any guns.
That's right. We got to go on break, but we had a great time. Me and Rick took them ladies out, and mine said, your boat won't do 70, Mama. I said, it will do 75, and we're going to do it right now. So we had a great time, caught fish.
How fun.
They are great, great ladies from Hot Springs.
Let me squeeze in a quick or two. First of all, happy birthday to my brother John in North Carolina, who's celebrating his 50th birthday today. Also, on a little bit of a sadder note, the Democrat Gazette family lost one of our one of our good ones in the newsroom on Monday, Mike Livengood. He was an editor, a page designer, jack of all trades, passed away from a stroke at 52.
Oh, wow.
So, condolences to the Livengood family.
Live your life. Hey, listen, live your life. We're going to come back with a weather report because there's no rain, or is there? Carolina Riggs, got to stay with us, Fishing Arkansas.
Axles Plus is your go-to for all your trailer needs. Located in Beebe at 2502 West DeWitt Henry Drive, not only do they build axles, but they have trailer tires, lights, couplers, jacks, and any other trailer components. Axles Plus is family-owned and operated, and they're open Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Friday, 7:30 to 3:30. Axles Plus will stay late if you need them to, and they guarantee competitive pricing. Check out Axles Plus in Beebe.
Justin Akers for FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, now available here in Arkansas. With FanDuel, you can get in on college action any night of the week. Plus, you can even combine your bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at an even bigger payout. For a limited time, listen up. New Arkansas customers can get started with $300 in bonus bets, guaranteed, when you place your first $5 bet. So just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started with $300 in bonus bets when you place your first $5 bet. Play your game with FanDuel, now available here in Arkansas. 21 and up and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
Trust is earned. That's why I've stuck with Straight Talk. Same price since 2009 on Verizon's 5G network. Because, shoot, anyone can make a promise. Keeping it for years, that means something.
Now plans starting at $25 a month with 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Same price claim applies only to the base monthly price of our $45 plan from October 2009 to present.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-979-1441. That's 800-979-1441.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The Lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are 2 Lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play Lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hey folks, Roger Scott here. And yes, I know you hear me promoting many of our beloved clients on the bus, and they are all special and dear to me. So to all of those clients, I say thank you. In fact, my wife thanks you as well, along with our Amazon delivery person who comes by the house daily because of you. But let me tell you about a client that's been near and dear to my heart for over the past decade. Very special client who's become a friend to me and my family over the years. In fact, they've become like family too. Yep, that's right. Of course, I'm talking about Gravely Moores. I've been a proud Gravely owner for years, and I've used everything of theirs from the 21-inch push mower to their 72-inch commercial unit, including my favorite, the ZT Heavy Duty 60-inch. And now is the best time to get the brand new Gravely of your choice too. Why do you ask? How about 0% interest over 48 months? Now you're interested? Sure you are. So join the Gravely family if you hadn't already by stopping at your local Gravely dealer today, like F.L. Davis in Greer's Ferry or Gravel Ridge Small Engine in Jacksonville.
She
She's a handicapping prodigy, and just like any good horse like Secretariat, Smarty Jones, or any of the others, her bloodline is top-notch. She comes from good stock, I guess you could say. Now she's turning her attention to the live racing meet at Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort in Hot Springs. Grab a sheet of paper and a pen, because it's time for Long Shot Lil's Oaklawn Picks on Fishing Arkansas.
Long Shot!
Hello, Fishing Arkansas.
I'm glad you got out of bed. How are you right now? You okay?
I'm good.
Okay, well, let's do an update before we get going on these ponies. You are done with volleyball as we speak?
Yes.
Okay, and you're looking at possible college?
Well, I have been through real estate courses, so I'm working on getting my license.
Okay, all right. Now, something's wrong with your phone a little bit. I don't know why, but it's a little shady. Okay, so let's get another answer before we get to the ponies. Is your mom in? Are y'all still at Mountain Home?
No.
Okay, all right. That sounded a little clearer, too. Okay, so let's talk about some ponies. Today, they start at
12:45.
12:45. So if you have any extra cash, Carolina Rig, as you like to carry around a little, you may want to pop a $5 bill on one of these ponies.
Absolutely.
Okay, talk to us.
Okay, in race number one, number three, Kids Be Lovely. Race number two, number one, Avery County. Race number three, number four, Mula. Race number four, number three, V Day to Tennis. Hold on, let me redo that one. V Day Tennis South.
Okay.
Race number five, number 10, Saving Heart. Race number six, number nine, Hello Angel. Race number seven, number four, First Hill. Race number eight, number 12, Lady Woo Pig. And the last one is race number nine, number nine, Texas Sequoia.
Okay, folks, Long Shot Lil. She knows her ponies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, Long Shot. Looking forward to seeing you.
Thank y'all.
Hey, don't ever say there's nothing to do in Arkansas. Go to Oaklawn. It's amazing. Their new facility is absolutely amazing. Go.
Thank you, Long Shot. All right.
Thank you.
Folks, y'all want to hear a little weather? Can we bring some weather on?
If we can do that, let me do this right here and this right here.
It's the rain.
We can give you tips on how to catch all sorts of fish, but if the weather doesn't cooperate, all those plans can go right out the window. So what will the weather be like this week? It's time for a check of Central Arkansas weather here on Fishing Arkansas.
Let's talk about this. It's just a forecast. So don't harass me when it changes, because it probably will. Every week it usually does.
If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it'll change.
Yes, especially in Arkansas. So here we go. It looks like perfect weather to me. Monday, the high is 83. Tuesday, 83. Wednesday, 81. Thursday, 86. And Friday, 86.
Mm.
A little cooler Saturday, 75, and Sunday, 68. Today, there are storms in Texas. You mentioned them being in that tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, 83, Tuesday, 83, Wednesday, 81, Thursday, 86, Friday, 86, Saturday, 75, and Sunday, 68. So pretty much the same as us. Gulf Shores, where Captain Frank is. His high today is 78. Monday, 78, Tuesday, 79, Wednesday, 78. Thursday, 75, Friday, 80, Saturday, 80, and Sunday, 79. So I think we're clear from the storms and rain this week, but who knows? That may change.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I know they're getting rained on down there. We're supposed to get a little rain tomorrow. Is that what you said?
I didn't.
Thank you.
Wasn't on my weather.
We never know.
We never know.
So before I get Walker on here, Walker wanted Mr. Bass, and he's a young feller. We're going to talk to him a little bit, but I'm going to say this. Claiborne County 4-H Foundation, April 18th, that's next Saturday, $2,000, Devil's Fork Ramp, first place, $2,000, Big Bass, $500. It's 6:30 to 3:00. $150 a boat. That's really, really good. But I'm doing something that's never been done before, is a boat safety class from 10 to 2. So I will have my Phoenix there because I'm going to show everybody how the ICU works and all that, right? But bring your boat. I want to show you. Do you know how to back a trailer? Let me tell you something. There was 180 boats at this tournament yesterday, and me and Rick seen everything. All right, so let me help you. Ladies, I don't need your man yelling at you from the water saying, quack, back up, whatever they're doing. Okay, let me help you learn how to back your trailer up properly. How about map reading? I've already said this once, I'll say it again. When you're on Greer's Ferry, Lake Washita, whatever, if you're in a pontoon boat, what do y'all have?
A cobalt.
Does it have a graph on it?
No, sir, it will now.
See, now, here's the thing. My good buddy, retired Greg Bacon, general. He's a general. He's got a fast boat. It has no graph, and he hit a hump. So if you don't know, if you don't know.
Yes, and don't laugh at me, but I do keep binoculars in the glove box because when it is low like that, we're worried about stumps.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know to stay in the middle, don't go off to the sides. We really do worry about them, but we go really slow.
I
keep binoculars, but a graph would be so much easier.
Well, and I'm not saying just go out and spend $5,000-$6,000. You can get you a simple... A 12-inch, you probably need at least a 12-inch with some mapping on it.
Oh, wait, hold up, 12-inch. I thought they were little.
Oh, no.
Where am I going to put a 12-inch
You can
graph?
Do it. You can do it. You can do it over fish and stuff. They'll hook you up.
Okay.
All right, let's get Walker on. Walker, welcome to Fishing Arkansas. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. You're clear out there. You're clear out there. Okay. So I got a good friend. His name is Kevin Haney. Nickname is Gets It. And he called me while I was down in Texas and said, you got to get this Walker guy on. He's a young fella. How old are you?
I'm 18 now. 18 last this week.
Okay. 18-year-olds and you won Mr. Bass.
Yes, sir.
All right. Awesome. Hey, listen. We know that some of the great sticks come out of Mr. Bass, okay? Things have changed throughout the years, but it's still a really, really great tournament trail to get into. You fish by yourself, which I think is great.
Yes, sir.
Let's go over a few things first. When was the win and what lake?
It was April 25th of last year on Greer's Ferry.
Well, you know what? We just had a report. So, can you tell us how you did it?
I really didn't get to practice. I had some truck trouble that week. Didn't really get to go up there. So, I had the BFL the day before and went and fished it. I did okay, but not too good. So, I went back out after the tournament because you're allowed to practice till 6:00. And kind of really focused on looking for deep drops that they would be post-spawn on, and we're mainly looking for bait that's closer to the bank. All the bait had been kind of moved out that week. So I found me a pretty good bank that had a lot of bait and a lot of fish on it. I accidentally caught a 4-pounder that evening. I wasn't really supposed to be catching them. Mm. And I went back there the next morning and just kind of hoped that they were there. And they ended up being there a lot better than I thought.
Well... You know, congratulations on that. And my understanding is that you're going to try to open up a little guide service. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I'm going to try to bring my lifestyle and the Lord and some work and try to put it all into one and make a career out of it.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Well, if you don't know this, you'll know it right now because I'm about to tell you. The guides are hand-selected by me that's on this show. and me and you'll talk afterwards, you know, and I'm gonna, you know, get the lowdown, what you got to offer and all that, because the guys that are on this show are top notch, and you're right there. You sound top notch. You're a good kid. And I'll say this, me and Rick talked about this while we were eating some good barbecue, and I can't remember the little town there, but I said, you know, these young sticks, Trey McKinney, you know, down that line, right, Pake South and that, and then you got Walker here. It ain't just because everybody talks about, well, they're all life scopers, Sarge. Let me clue you in to something. They got to find fish first, okay?
Right.
That's the hard part. You got to. We call it having a fish head. So, sure, I can go out there and I can wing it, might get lucky. But those kids, like Walker, are finding fish because they're putting in time. Am I right, Walker?
Yes, sir. It's all about time on the water and practice, and you can take away the lucky part at that point.
There you go. There you go. Well, listen, thank you very much. I'll call you afterwards sometime today. Now, I maybe you said it. I didn't hear you, but what lake are you wanting to guide on?
Mainly Washtenaw. I kind of like to venture out to Hamilton every now and then, but mainly Washtenaw.
Okay. All right. That's a big lake, a lot of fish, so it's going to be. And you live in Hot Springs?
I live in Benton.
Benton. Okay. All right. Well, Walker, hey, listen, we're anxious. I'll talk to you later. You get your website and get all that started, and let's get you moving in the right directions. You're a good stick, and I like to see you go out there and make a job out of it.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, Walker. Thank you, buddy. All right, let me ask you something there, Carolina Rig. You're the one that brought this to our attention months ago. We haven't played around with it too much. So after when he finds this little segment, I want you to help me out a little bit, because guess what? Your daughter could have a little one sometime.
Oh, and, I hope.
And then you'll have to take the little one fishing. And so we have a little thing called
Ring the Bell, School's Back In. Break it down.
The crew on Fishing Arkansas prides itself on giving the most accurate information when it comes to anything related to fishing. But what if you're new to fishing and this all sounds like Greek to you? Well, we're about to drop some knowledge on you, because we're going back to the basics on Fishing Arkansas.
Stop. Have a time.
Love it. We haven't done this in years.
Well, I don't know about years, but all right, depending on the age, I will say this. Me and Brad took, you know, his child, we took Lil out, we took, you know, the grands and stuff, and it's, you know, you can get them started as early as you want, right? It'd be nice to be able to hold a pole, of course, 6, 7, 8 years old. If you're listening right now and you're headed to church saying, all right, well, yeah, I'm going to take them fishing, and the parents don't fish.
Right.
That's the key.
Right.
So, A, you can call us. And we if we're free, but if you're not and you want to do it on your own, then scout around a little bit for a nice pond, you know, maybe a friend has one or whatever, and then go to Fishing Stuff, get you a little Snoopy pole, mm-hmm. if they're that young, with a cork. You need a bobber, get some live bait so that you know for sure they're going to catch some brim, night crawlers or things of that nature, right? And then get out there, make it really fun for them. You know, I took Lil and we went and we had breakfast. It was, you know, was pumping her up, you know. And then we got on my boat, of course, and we put our feet on the side. It was nice. Had some music going. Had some cold beverages, you know, water and whatnot. And then we started catching brim, of course. Well, when they start, like, catching 5, 10, whatever, and it's been an hour, and they start fidgeting, start moving around. The thing to do is saying, stop it. You need to keep fishing. That's the wrong thing to do.
Yes.
You know what? Let's take a boat ride.
Yeah.
Or you're ready to go home? We'll go home. That way, they're going to look forward to that trip every single time.
Look, I'm getting emotional, because when you're talking, you know what part of the clip. I'm not going to say the name of the show where... Maybe Michelle Pfeiffer said, let's go fishing. And she said, well, Nan, whatever she called her, Grandma, do you even know how? And she said, no. But men do this drunk all day long. we'll figure it out. And the grandmother took the granddaughter fishing, and they caught a bunch of fish. Last thing I just wanted to say.
We're going to talk about that. It's called the Madison, and I put a thing out because I'm a military guy, man's man. You know what I'm saying? That kind of person. And I said, this is a girl show, Todd. I am not going to watch a girl show.
Right, because you rolled your eyes at me.
Yeah.
When I talked about it, but you watched it. But.
Guys out there, listen, you're listening to me right now. Do yourself a favor. It's on Prime. Watch it. It's called The Madison.
Can I say one last thing before we go to break? I talked to a man yesterday, and he said, I took my granddaughters to get their nails done. Just me and my two granddaughters. Mm. That is what life is about. Not just what you're doing, but just spending time with these young kids and having a good influence over them. How special.
Good stuff. We're coming back with a safety brief. Stay with us, Fishing Arkansas.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Did you hear? Allstate car insurance now costs even less. So when you bundle with home, you can save even more. Check Allstate first to bundle and save with a new lower auto rate. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings may vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Bruce, it's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce. Pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big, like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Horse ownership shouldn't feel confusing or overwhelming. At Winner's Circle Concierge, they help owners enjoy racing without the learning curve. They handle licensing, communication with trainers, race placement, and billing, so you get clarity, not chaos. Whether you're new to racing or short on time, they manage the details so you can focus on the thrill of the sport. Winner's Circle Concierge. Contact them today at 870-942-9382 or learn more at WCCRB.com.
Where real men come to play.
Our number one station is right.
If you want to rock, you got to break the rules.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Wherever they're biting, that's where you're going to find them. Got the fast boat, gassed up, tackle box, coffee cup, country boy living large. Just another day in the natural state, fishing Arkansas with Big Sarge.
Welcome back to Fishing Arkansas. Here's Big Sarge.
So, before I get to my safety brief, I had a little argument with my little sister here, Carolina Rigg. I said this. I don't understand how the rich and famous like to go to Africa or safari and kill something they will never eat. and possibly make it extinct. Is that the right word, extinct?
Yes.
250 people, humans, a year are killed by lions.
That's what she's saying to me. She's saying, well, there's too many lions. You know what? I call, can you hit that button, whatever it is, the loud button?
The buzzer?
Yeah, hit that for me.
Don't buzz me.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm not buzzing you. I'm buzzing the fact that these folks, they buy these special permits. Mickey Stewart's listening right now. He's a big hunter. And he's going turkey hunting. I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with hunting deer. We got a lot of them, you know, whatever. But an animal, a leopard, or a jaguar or something, why are we hunting them?
It's a sport, too, honestly. But let's put this in perspective. 5 to 10 people a year are killed by sharks.
Mm-hmm.
250 are killed by lions.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know how they're getting eaten.
I don't think I could kill a giraffe.
Yeah, or a rhino. I mean, come on.
But I could a zebra. You're telling me you couldn't shoot a zebra?
Shoot
a deer?
No.
But
no.
Not a zebra
no.
Or a...
What are you going to do with a zebra when you kill it?
Stuff it and bring it home. A trophy. It's a sport.
Mm.
Not a giraffe, though.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I would probably cry.
I ain't got nothing to do with fishing, but I don't get it. Can we do a little safety brief?
We sure can. Hold your ear for half a second.
Do we have your attention now?
Good. It's time for Big Sarge's safety briefing on Fishing Arkansas.
Well. Let me tell you, one of the questions I get asked about 40 times a day is, what if there's a storm during a tournament, before at, or during or whatever? And I said, what do you mean? Well, do they call it off? And here's the thing. Let me tell you what's going on. Mega bass right now is going on at Lake Fork. Mm-hmm. 15,000 an hour. They set up a huge deal. There's people booked this 2 years ago.
Wow.
You think they're going to cancel for a storm? It is up to you as an angler to use your common sense and hide from the lightning. Okay?
I agree.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
They're not going to cancel a storm or a tournament because of a storm.
Yeah.
Now let me say this. The director will put out a safety thing and say, look, let's delay it. Okay, we got a storm coming in. Let's delay a couple hours, make it safe for everybody. But they are not going to cancel a tournament of this magnitude just because of
possible. Like, even on Greer's Ferry, you can look up the weather. It will turn on a dime. If you're out in there in the middle and you're not watching it, I mean, have you not ever been stuck out in the middle and it switches gears on you?
I will say this, and you got to be weather-minded. So me and Sean was there last year, and we're fishing, you know, Devil's Fork, and I get a weather alert. It's easy to get. Weather alert, there's a storm in your area. And I seen it. So we pulled out of the cove. I turned around. I said, we're going to watch this storm because it was going north. So know how to read it. Know the directions it's going. Oh, it was pretty. I got in the water and just chilled and watched a good storm.
And don't be embarrassed to ask someone that has more experience with you.
So that's the first safety. The next one is where I need to be helping Carolina Rigging and the people like her that have pontoon boats or wake boats, pleasure boats. Let's just say pleasure boats. Can we say that? Because, you know, to me, if you're a pleasure boater type person, you're probably saying, why is it bass boats got graphs and all that? Is it just for fishing? It's not, is it?
No.
No, it's for safety.
I had the most fun I have on y'all's boats are going through and staying in the lines and trying to learn, and we're going super duper fast. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Well, it's not that expensive. I was at Bass Pro Shop, as you know, no longer there. But I was there, and I was waiting to actually do my little seminar stuff, and two guys came up to me and said, Sarge, I'm just confused. I don't know really what to get. I don't have one. I agree with you that you need one. And so I said, well, first off, what kind of boat you got? How big can it be? And so they went with a 10-inch graph. You can get them in 9-inch, 10-inch. And then I said, here's the thing. It's going to tell you everything you need. Depth, water temperature, mapping is the most important. And with Garmin, I don't know about Lowrance or Hummingbird, but with Garmin mapping, it has trails on there. So if you're at Grizz Ferry and you're going up into a cove, it's got a creek channel. You know, it shows you how to run it. Well, if you didn't know it, you're going to hit stumps, and there you go.
You know what? The stumps get really put in perspective if you drive down the back highway of Lake Conway that has been drained, and you see all those, and it's like a forest of stumps.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's under the water that you could be hitting. I knew a skier that the ski whacked a stump and broke his ankle. Like, so, yes, you need to know whether you're fishing or not.
So I knew I'd get some comments. You know, that's just the way it is. Ray Smith with Facebook says, most animals killed in Africa and other places are donated to feed hungry people in the area. It's not wasted. I have never been, but I have friends who have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get you on that. But are you going to eat lion?
If you're hungry.
I don't know what it tastes like. Are you going to eat a zebra?
If you're hungry, I would think you would eat anything.
Okay, all right. Hey, I'm just asking.
And if anyone's going to know how to prepare it, it's going to be the locals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me research that. I'll get back to you before the next break.
Hey, I appreciate you, Ray. You know, when it comes to comments, let me just back up a little bit. There was a Major League Fishing tournament going on. Dustin Connell was in his boat, and if you don't understand live scope and down imaging, it kind of looks the same on the graph. But here's the thing. If you were watching the comments that were coming in saying that he had his live scope on, well, if you would have been just watching the whole thing, you seen where he locked his box up, his black box. He locked it so he couldn't have it. But what I'm saying is people jumped on the bandwagon just because Connell's good. Okay, he wins money. And they wanted to call him a cheater. And so the director called him live. I watched the whole show. Connell, that's what he said. Connell, what are you looking at right now? And he said, what do you mean? He goes, what are you looking at on your graph? He goes, down imaging. Okay, well, it's going all over Facebook and social media that you got LiveScope on. Man, people like to start drama.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I just have one question.
Come on.
Arkansas question. You're out deer hunting or whatever. Brandy would be able to tell us more. But are you telling me if you see a bobcat out hunting, you're not going to want to pop it?
Mickey Stewart, answer that question because I don't know. I don't know if it's illegal to kill a bobcat. I think it is.
People stuff them. No, you kill a bobcat. I don't know if there's a season for it, but I know I have friends that have them stuffed.
Yeah. That's why this is a fishing show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know about the hunt.
That's why we usually have Brandy in here because she can answer those questions.
Yeah. She's coming back. She had her last Sunday in this church. I don't know if the church is, they're moving or whatever. So we'll have a professional hunter in here because that is a question. You know, now I'm looking at this. Bear hunting has a season.
Yes.
But if I'm up in a deer stand and I'm or I'm turkey hunting on the ground where a lot of them hunt and a deer comes up and is wanting to eat me, can I kill it? I would say so.
If you're threatened.
There you go.
Sure. Would you eat a bear?
I mean, I'm going to kill somebody if I'm getting carjacked. You know what I mean? And yes. What I'm saying is, if a bear's about to attack me, I'm going to shoot it. But listen, let's get some camping going. Let's change.
Sometimes
the subject.
There's just nothing better than hitting the open road, finding a good camping spot, and hanging out with family and friends. But if your trailer's not working right, that could be a pretty short trip. That's why you need to go to Axles Plus. They're your go-to for all your trailer needs, located in Beebe at 2502 West DeWitt Henry Drive. And if you don't feel like roughing it, maybe you want the comforts of a camper or RV. Check out Moik's RV with two locations in Conway, one in Springdale, and now they're open in Hot Springs Landing. However you choose to do it, we're here to give you the best camping spots on Fishing Arkansas.
We have some good ones here, maybe some you've never heard of. Pinnacle Springs in Greenbrier, Red Fern in Whittier, Valley of Peace, Mount Judah, Ozark St. Francis National Forest, Buffalo National River, one of my favorites, Crystal Streams in Jasper, and Fresh Life at Rocky Branch in Rogers, Arkansas. Some of those I've never heard of, but sound really, really great.
Well, I understand that your picks there have waterfalls.
Yes, waterfalls.
So that's pretty cool.
Yes, research what to take with you when you're hiking for waterfalls.
Yeah, we just like to jump on here a little bit and give you some good choices for camping.
Yeah, we love our state.
Yeah, natural state. All right, we got to go back. We got another one. Yes, sir. You can kill predator animals can be killed with whatever you're hunting with or trapped.
Yeah.
Thank you, Caleb. All right, Fishing Arkansas, we're coming back with calendar events. Stay with us.
Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman?
Burroughs and Mr. Frank's is a long-standing, iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Franks Optical.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Now is the time to replace those old, drafty, energy-wasting windows in your home. Royal Home Improvement is your trusted local source for high-performance, Energy Star-rated ThermaKing windows. Beautiful, durable windows manufactured here in Arkansas, made exclusively for our southern climate. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. Take advantage of our spring blowout sale. Save $2,500 on a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. Plus, purchase new windows now and receive a $200 Target gift card. And a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 now and receive a $50 Amazon gift card with your estimate. Call 1-800-565-1064. Let me give you that number again. 1-800-565-1064. Or visit us online at royalwindows.com.
Justin Anchor for FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, now available here in Arkansas. With FanDuel, you can get in on college action any night of the week. Plus, you can even combine your bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at an even bigger payout. For a limited time, listen up. New Arkansas customers can get started with $300 in bonus bets, guaranteed, when you place your first $5 bet. So just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started with $300 in bonus bets when you place your first $5 bet. Play your game with FanDuel, now available here in Arkansas. 21 and up and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In Arkansas, cancers of the lung, breast, prostate, and colon are the leading cause of cancer deaths. Yet simple screenings can save lives, helping doctors find and treat cancer early. If you have a family history of cancer, you need to start screenings even earlier, because cancer screenings can never come too soon, only too late. To learn more, visit cancer.uams.edu. Sponsored by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and UAMS.
The board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians at Martin Orthopedics provide complete care for students, adults, and athletes. At Martin Orthopedics, the surgeons and staff pay exceptional attention to every patient's needs. When you go to Martin Orthopedics, every member of the team aims to help patients return to their normal daily activities or playing the sport they love without pain. Whether it's your knee, hip, or shoulder, the physicians at Martin Orthopedics stand ready to assist. For more information or to set up your consultation online, go to martinortho.care.
Welcome back to Fishing Arkansas. Here's Big Sarge.
That is not Miranda Lambert. Who is that?
That is Loretta Lynn, sir.
Thank you very much. She had a birthday in April. Do you know when she was born?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Good. I'm playing the old Morning Mayhem type trivia. All right. Hey, before we get to Keith Green with an update from Lake DeGray, Rick Carter with update from Lake Fork, Anthony, I'm with you, Sarge. I have no desire to kill anything I wouldn't eat, except an occasional coyote. Coyotes are a nuisance, I get you. But I just told Carolina Rick, can you imagine walking to somebody's house and seeing an elephant on the side? I'm thinking ego. The people got egos that want to kill something like
here's
this.
Here's the thing. You become who you hang around. So if all your friends are safari hunting and you walk in each other's houses and they all have the gazelles and the lions and the bears and that is who they're around. It is not a big deal. But you get a little country bass fisherman and go in these multi-million dollar homes where they do the sporting hunting. It's very off. But you know, that's their
it's
thing.
It's very off, and I don't want to be a friend. Hey, let's get an update from Lake DeGray. Keith, how are you, my friend?
I'm good this morning down here catching fish already. Just had an 8-16 weighed in on DeGray.
All right. So an 8-9 is leading, right?
8-96 is leading from yesterday. That was David Pickles leading from yesterday, and this was Cade McBride here from Arkadelphia at 8-16, and then I think we had a 6-02 with William Gilbert, so those are the three biggest. But we're giving hourly money away, so been several $1,000 already given away. But Mr. Pickle is in the lead for the Skeeter boat.
All right, folks, Keith Green runs an awesome, awesome tournament, Big Bass Tournament Trail. You have how many every year, Keith?
Tournament-wise or people?
Say again?
So,
Tournament-wise or people?
Oh, huh?
Tournament-wise or people?
No. How many tournaments? How many tournaments?
We do a couple of big basses every year.
Okay. All right. I love pushing
them. This is the biggest one.
Keith runs a great, great, great trail, and it's fun to be around. They're going to win some money. They're going to have a good time. It's over at 2 o'clock today, Keith?
3 o'clock.
So,
and Sarge, just to make you proud, Mr. David is a veteran, too, so he's representing you well down here, Sarge.
I've already looked, and, you know, me and Rick was on Ray Roberts yesterday. Dude, 26 won it, but they had over 12 bags over 20, 10 over 19. We slid in there with 15, but our points are really, really high, so we had a great time. But Lake DeGray is fishing really good. Have you heard anything how they're catching them?
Yeah, a little here and there. You know, I know some have been caught off the bed, some on the big swim bait. And then I heard somebody say that he did catch a good one of the guys weighed in earlier on topwater. So it's a little bit of everything going on right now. Some of them have already spawned and moved out. Some of them are on the beds right now, and some of them are still coming in. The guy that just caught the 8-16, he said he was taking them in, and it caught it out deep. So, you know, a little bit of everything.
All right. If anybody from Arkadelphia or Hot Springs or even here want to run down and watch whoever might win this Skeeter boat and the money, they can get down there and come see you where?
Yeah, we'll be at Spillway. We're right here, right by the boat ramp. We've got our trailer set up. We're going to be doing some raffles with the guys that are in the tournament this afternoon. But, yeah, we're going to give that. We actually don't have a boat on site, but it is a certificate boat this year, so they get to pick out their colors a little bit different. But they are going to have a certificate for a brand-new Skeeter ZX 200 this afternoon.
Okay, Keith Green, folks, he's a pro, and he knows how to do it. Hey, I appreciate it. We'll see if this 8-9 holds up.
You bet. You bet. All right, y'all have a good one.
See you, buddy. All right, let's go from Lake DeGray to Lake Fork.
Yes, our show is called Fishing Arkansas, but you know how Sarge talks all the time about slipping down to Lake Fork in East Texas. And our next guest helped Carolina Rig and Sassy Shad catch their personal best. Now it's time to put you on those same fish. This is the guy that can do it. It's time for Rick Carter on Fishing Arkansas.
Morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
I will say this. It was a long journey. You know, I was good to go about Arkadelphia.
Mm.
I had to throw them some loud music and get to jamming a little bit. Hard day. When me and Rick fish, the practice is going to be long. The tournament's going to be, we're going to fish really hard because we like to have a check. We want good points. And it was a fun time, wasn't it, Rick?
Yeah, it was. That Ray Roberts Lake is full of timber, as Sarge knows it. It's probably as bad as Fork was when it first opened. Everywhere you're running except right by the dam, you're going to see wood sticking up. And we had a good day.
Yeah, it was fun. Hanging out with Rick and fishing the tournament is really a treat. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but there's no better. I don't know if anybody that's in the pro world right now that can hold a candle to you when it comes to bed fishing. If there is, you probably know them.
Yeah, there's a couple on Lake Fork. We get to do it so much out here for like 3 months a year with these surrounding lakes. And you get good at it when you do it that long. I think sometimes people think I'm seeing stuff like Sarge, but then they see these big lips fly out of the water and they say, whoa.
Whoa and hello. Hey, Carolina Rig has a question for you.
Hey, Rick, how are ya?
Great.
Good. So, are you tan like Big Sarge is? He came back with a serious... Big Sarge came back with a serious tan. I'm like, I bet you're tan too. No, that wasn't my question.
Yeah, it gets on you out there. You're in it every day.
Hey, I have had people already asking me since it's spring, getting ready to go into summer, about Camp Bass. So I asked Sarge. He said there may be new dates coming out.
Yes, we did bump the Camp Bass up a week. So I think it is starting July 20th. It's usually the last week of July every year, and Danny, the main director, had an issue, and we were able to contact all the captains, and we bumped it up that 1 week right at Lake Fork Marina. Go to campbass.org and look up. We've got all the info on the new dates, and be the same crew of captains and pros there, so we're looking forward to it already.
Oh, it's a fun time. And kids, if you're listening, your parents are listening, after I quit talking, Rick's tell you how to apply for it. But you're going to have memories. You're going to meet friends that man, I want to do it again next year. And maybe 10 years from now, you're still fishing with the same person. How do they go about applying for it?
Yes, get to the campbass.org and print off the application. The angler will fill out an essay in the app and send it in. And the toughest part, we got to pick 40 kids out of all those apps. I only have 20 captains, give or take a few. And Well, that's the toughest part. We have that group of 40 each year.
Yeah. And girls, ladies, you can come too. So it's not limited just to male anglers. You had a couple of ladies last year.
Yes, we have females every year. And, man, they are great. The ones that apply for this, we've got two coming back that were here last year, and they put a hurting on the boys last year, so they'll be watching them girls.
I love that.
Hmm. Well, you the man. Hey, can you give me a weather update? There was a squall line around 7 out of Dallas. What's happening now?
Man, it's just barely drizzling. And Brad Sherrill is out there on the water in Lake Fort. We've got the Mega Bucks. There's an 854 leading the whole tournament right now. That's a giant bass caught first thing this morning.
Mm.
But this is Lake Fort, and there's some giants moving around right now. There'll be a 10 or 12 pounder caught. I'll put the money on that, and I hope it's Brad.
I do, too. He said y'all talked last night, so I appreciate the phone call. Like I said just before, all the guides are the best. You're going to have a friend for life. Carolina Rigg didn't fish a lick in her whole life, and now she's got a friend for life with Rick.
Sure
so, and she's learned a lot.
I sure have.
Yeah, so, Rick, we only got 2 weeks left in April. How do you look on your trips for now and through May or June?
Man, we've had a few trips in May open up. April's pretty well shot. But give us a call. We'll get you on Lake Fork. I have the best guides on the water that work for me. And we will definitely get you out there at lakeforkmarina.com. Yesterday, Sarge, we heard the news from the Bass Nation Youth. And our buddies from Crockett, Texas Boots and Cash Burleson won the Cedar Creek final event with first place of almost 30 pounds.
Mm.
And that's two high school anglers, two brothers, and they put a whooping on at Cedar Creek Lake.
They sure did. We talked about that earlier, that these young sticks are coming up, and I said, you know what, it ain't just because of live scope. These boys know how to find fish, and that's what they're doing. So, Boots, congratulations. How about that?
Love that.
Yeah, buddy. We're proud of them guys. They started out very young fishing with us, and their dad, John, he's top shelf, Bubba.
He is top shelf. Rick, we got Larry right behind you, and then break. So how would they call you and get a hold of you to go fishing?
We got flwpro.com on the web and 903-850-4007. Get a hold of us. Me and Big Sarge will show you a new Phoenix boat.
There you go. Love it. Rick, as always, I'll talk to you later, and good luck out there.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, buddy. All right, do we have time to squeeze the general?
It's very rare that we get to welcome a legend here on Fishing Arkansas. Well, Sarge is one in his own mind, but that's beside the point. We're talking about a man who was the first Bassmaster millionaire, a man who was consistently in the top five of the Angler of the Year standings, a man simply known as the General. Sounds like somebody you could learn a few things from, right? Well, you're in luck, because it's time for Tricks of the Trade with Larry Nixon on Fishing Arkansas.
Morning, Larry!
Good morning, Sarge and girls.
Thank you.
Well, we had a little Ray Roberts yesterday. We had 15 pounds, 27 won it. We got good points out of it. That was the good part, because we were sitting in 13th place. But I want to change the subject on you, Larry, real quick, because you're a hunter. I've started mouthing off about 15 minutes ago, like, why do people go and kill elephants, zebras, whatever? And so the comments are coming in, bro.
Help me, Larry. Help my side.
I got a guy saying, I got you. They feed the locals, but I do understand what you're talking about. Larry, what's your take on all this?
Well, I've never been one to want to go, you know, hunting in Africa because, for one thing, that's a different country, and I'm not real fond of that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's a such thing as overpopulation, and you've got to control the population of animals. And over there, they're getting so many of them. Even an elephant or a hippo or whatever, all of them animals, let me tell you something, they can destroy a village. Mm. And when they get problem animals, and a lot of times that's what they're doing. And big game hunters, you know, that's part of the economy over there, so it's all good. There is absolutely nothing wrong with it.
There you go. You know Thank you.
So I'm thinking nature take its course.
250 lion deaths.
Well, okay. I'm just saying they will die. They will retire and get old. Go ahead, Larry.
When Mother Nature takes its course, Sarge, now you've got sickly animals that need to be put out of their misery. And one of the worst things you can do is let overpopulation to the wildlife in the United States. You get too many of them, and man, oh my, it's ugly. That's just like our bass. Mm-hmm. Look what happened to some of our lakes a few years ago when we got so many bass in there. Because people was not taking them out, and all of a sudden you get a largemouth bass virus, and it just wipes out the whole lake.
Mm.
And that is caused by overpopulation and fish living in close proximity of others, and the same thing goes on with animals. So you're better off hunting them and supporting the people of the country, because let me tell you something, they are really proud to get, and I hate to say this, but a zebra.
I know.
Anything of that nature, oh, my gosh, they're so happy.
Oh, it kills me.
Because, they don't, it's not like it is here.
Yeah.
Over there, they have to live off the land.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That proved me wrong segment.
I will say this. I'm not arguing with a general. I wasn't in the military, and I'm not now. So there you go.
Love it. No, he is right. He had some great points.
He does. Larry. Okay, look, can we talk Red Crest real quick? That is coming up this weekend.
I'm going to be there, so listen, all you local people that want to learn something about fishing, come up there and visit with me. If you want to know about your depth finder and what you can learn from it and get weather reports off of it, be sure and come by and see me. Man, I'm loaded with tips.
You are loaded with tips.
He'll be there the day you're there.
Now, are you talking about Grizz Ferry or Red Crest?
I'm going to be at Red Crest up there working the show. So,
Table Rock.
Anybody that comes through, be sure and look me up.
Okay. Table Rock.
Table Rock, yeah. Where at Table Rock? Where will you be?
It's going to be at the Bass Pro Shops. Everything's going to be at the Bass Pro Shops. We're going to have the meet and greet and the show, and I reckon everything's going to be right there at the store. And we're also going to be doing demo rides.
Oh,
there's going to be different fishermen up there doing demos for all the boats that they, you know, was in their line, Nitros and Rangers, and I guess that's pretty much all there is right now. But anyway, we're going to be there all day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so be sure and come by and see me.
Yeah, folks, do that, really. Larry's a busy man, so he's going up there. Go up there. Larry, do you mind me asking, who is your favorite in this tournament?
Oh, my.
I know.
Let me tell you something. That Wheeler, right now, being the number one guy in the country, he's going to be tough to beat on Table Rock, because that lake is so good. It's got so many different species of fish. And, I couldn't bet against Wheeler at all.
No, and I was telling me and Rick were fishing Ray Roberts, and I said, all right, what are you thinking, Rick? He said, well, you're right. Wheeler's on fire. He's probably the best going right now for sure. Connell's got a little Red Crest championship that he's like on a hot streak. But I think Connell needs live scope all three periods to win. And so when you only got one period, Sheffield could sneak in there. You know, you never know.
Oh, Sheffield's going to be, he's a stick. He can win this tournament. Let me tell you, they ain't a better fisherman in the country. And whoever is hot and stays hot, just like Connell. You know, when I won all the Megabucks tournaments, the reason why I did it,
that's big money in that tournament. And I really concentrated on the Megabucks deal because the Classic didn't make nothing back then compared to Megabucks. And Conneal knows what's going on. And let me tell you, he's been preparing for this tournament for, I'm going to say, the last 6 months.
Good, good. Hey, last thing before I let you go, I went to his house. Me and Rick stopped by his house. He's right there on Fork. Great fella, Larry. He loves you, by the way.
Well, he's one of the most awesome fishermen I've ever watched in my life. And when they got him on camera, buddy, I'm watching because I'd give anything if I had his hands and his ability to cast and skip a bait in places that he does. And, you know, he is such a perfectionist. It's just incredible what he can do with a rod and reel, and left-handed, right-handed, forward. It don't matter how he casts, he can just take that rod tip and put a bait anywhere he wants to. And when you're a shallow water fisherman, that's what you've got to be able to do.
He's the man, and I'm proud that I got a picture with him. The music's playing. I'm sorry about the hunting part, Larry, but. Thank you again for taking time and letting us talk to you.
Love it. What a fun guy.
I got too many bobcats. I got too many bobcats up here, Sarge. I don't like them either, so there you go.
There you go, buddy. Well, listen, everybody go see him at the Red Crest this weekend. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, guys.
See
girls.
You, buddy. We got to go on break out here.
Yes.
Slay.
Yeah, way overdue.
Slay, Jimmy, I got comments out the kazoo because you didn't call early, so stay there. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you should probably leave.
When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable garage and patio concrete coatings. Whether you're refreshing your home, upgrading a commercial space, or restoring outdoor areas, we deliver professional results with the quality and service you expect. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's certainty.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Kaufman by Design West presents the Morning Mayhem Man Cave Contest. Do you have a cool man cave? Submit a photo at 1037thebuzz.com. We'll pick a winner for Best Razorback Man Cave and Best General Man Cave. Each winner will win a Morning Mayhem broadcast from their man cave with breakfast from Down Home Catering and a $100 Corky's gift card. Get to 1037thebuzz.com and get those photos submitted. The Morning Mayhem Man Cave Contest, brought to you by Kaufman by Design West.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you, with state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons. It's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. where motion lives and service leads.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail.
Welcome back to Fishing Arkansas. Here's Big Sarge.
All right, so Jimmy Slade, stay right there. We got to get an update from the Mega Bass. Dustin, how are you and what do you got?
Well, we've caught quite a few fish, but either too big or too short. You know, story of my life.
Well, if you didn't know, it's a slot limit at 4, 16 to 24. So my man here, just like me and you did in the city, we was catching some hammers. But give me a weather report real quick.
Windy, crazy. Like, waves 3-4 foot coming straight down from the dam all the way by the minnow bucket down through here. Ooh. It's crazy.
Well, I'm glad you got a Phoenix, my man, because you'll be able to handle it. Listen, thanks for the update, and please don't catch one bigger than my son.
I hear you.
All right, buddy.
Hey, well, we're going to do our best to give him a run for his money anyway.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for the update, Dustin. I'm looking forward to next Sunday.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. All right, let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up, my man?
Morning, guys. Sorry to be late, but it just hit me. We're traveling from a family wedding in Mississippi. I got the family and the kiddos, and I'm like, Charlie, I forgot to call in this morning.
Let me tell you something. My Facebook is blowing up, so I am really short of time, but would you please give us a report?
Yeah, so this week, guys, I've got less reports from my fellow guys that like to fish the bank of catching them near the beds and on them with the floating worm. I've got less of that at Washita DeGray. There's still a lot of fish shallow in the grass. Keep them up there, and there's water in the buck brush. DeGray, there's been a shad spawn going on for what I've seen in the back half of creeks and pockets. The middle of the pockets are going to be more of your hybrids, but towards the buck brush itself is where your largemouth and spots are going to be. You can catch them with buzz baits from the jig, fluke. If it's really windy, your swim bait's going to come through in an Alabama rig, and that's what we did this week. We were kind of worse, like that cast between the buck brush and the boat, we were targeting fish kind of in that range. Washita, I'm seeing fish way off the bank already in giant schools. We even caught a 5'2" pre-spawn largemouth this week.
Woo!
30 foot on the bottom in a school of 10, and it was as pre-spawn of fish as you can catch, which is wild. So fishing was really, really good this week. Washita right now is my favorite lake, what I'm seeing, because they're getting to where I can target them for my lessons and teach people how to catch them off the bank. But, guys, I'm excited for the upcoming weeks ahead, and thank you for letting me jump on here.
All right, that's Jimmy as Coach E. Thank you, brother. Looking forward to next Sunday.
You need to get him in here.
Yes, we
are. We know that. Do we got Slade or no?
We've got to take another break.
Slade, hold.
That way we can give Slade at least a minute.
Slade, hold on to them trout fishing reports. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Store right here in Sherwood. Hey, I know everyone's talking about the shortage of available stock. Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep here in Sherwood, we have inventory on our lot, and we have truckloads coming in, so we have hundreds of new Dodge Chrysler Jeeps and Ram for you to choose from. We'll beat anyone's price. Now's a great time to get out of the old car and into a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram truck. We're dealing, folks. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road. Shop us online at FletcherDeals.com.
Life is loud, chaotic,
hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Find out how Jamie Marsh can help with your auto, home, and life needs.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available in Arkansas. With FanDuel, you can get in on college action any night of the week. Plus, you can even combine your bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at an even bigger payout. And for a limited time, new Arkansas customers get started with $300 in bonus bets, guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. So just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started with $300 in bonus bets when you place your first $5 bet. Play your game with FanDuel, now available in Arkansas. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Pat Bradley, and it's March, baby. There's March Madness on the TV and Food Madness at the Wood Grill Buffet. They got over 200 items, including a huge salad bar, hot foods bar, meat bar with over 30 protein items, and an awesome dessert bar. Come one, come all, come hungry. It's fresh, it's delicious, and it's comfort food at its finest. The Wood Grill Buffet, Congo Road exit in Benton.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing better than calling the Hogs with your fellow Razorback fans. Now's the time to start making lasting family memories with the Hogs by joining the Razorback Foundation. Annual memberships start as low as $50 per year. The financial support provided by Razorback Foundation members makes a once-in-a-lifetime experience possible for more than 465 student-athletes. Your gifts provide scholarships, academic support, training in nutrition, as well as professional and personal development assistance. Razorback Foundation members earn access to season tickets, priority seating and parking, tailgating, invitations to exclusive coaches and player events, as well as discounts to local restaurants and Hog Heaven stores. Your support will help the Razorbacks continue the path of success and bring home even more SEC and national championships. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs!
Welcome back to Fishing Arkansas. Here's Big Sarge.
All right, our show's about to end, but we cannot end it without a trout report. Slade, how are you?
Man, I'm doing well. How are y'all going?
Listen, I'm doing good. I'm going to change subjects real fast. Have you ever, A, cooked a zebra, a bobcat, an elephant? What else are they
cooking?
A lion. Have you ever cooked any of that?
I have not. I've got a good friend of mine right now that is in Argentina, and he sent me some pictures of some amazing animals he's killed.
Oh, send them to Sarge.
I guess buffalo would be the wildest thing I've cooked.
Buffalo, I get. I don't want to see no pictures because I don't understand the game plan out there.
Could you kill a hyena?
No. No.
Yes, you could.
No.
Right. Yeah, they're mean.
All right. I'll get off his kid.
Little Red is dry up here.
Oh, no. Well,
dry again, but with that, it makes for some great wade fishing. They want to do some fly fishing. They got a pretty good caddis hatch going on right now. The caddis larvae is really good. The San Juan worm, the pink one's always a good bait to try. But if you're in a boat, you better be careful because there's places that it's on the bottom up there right now.
Slade, where do the fish go when it's that low? Where do they go?
They're deeper pockets. Mm-hmm. The shoal's really low. Like before you put in at my place, it's about a half a mile stretch. It's a pretty good deep spot. And then you get to the shoal and you can't go any further. So
go find the deep
pocket.
They're
just concentrated up in the deeper holes.
Okay.
Yep, they're concentrated up in the deep holes right now.
Hey, Rick Carter and Hammer said thank you for the sauces, the spices, and the, what do you call that? candy, whatever.
The brittle.
Brittle. Yeah, I had line on my mind, so brittle.
John Brittle.
Yeah. Well, listen, Slade, you got Harvey's Hideaway. We do have to go, but folks, listen, it's going to get hot. And my favorite time to trout fish is when it's 140.
Because you're in the water?
You ain't lying.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe Slade, that's have right. you watched the movie The Madison or the episode series The Madison?
I have not. I'm not a big movie watcher.
Well, you need to do it.
I heard it's good, though.
Yeah, you need to.
So good.
Hey, we got to go, buddy. How do they call you?
Just holler at me at 501-230-3190. We need to set you up on a fly trip or a spin trip or stay at the cabin.
Harvey's Hideaway. Thank you, Slade. Looking forward to every Sunday, buddy.
Thanks for being patient today.
See you, buddy.
Y'all take care.
See you, bub.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, listen, I appreciate everybody making it. How many seconds I got? I appreciate everybody calling in, everybody listening, everybody watching. That's the only reason why I came back last night at 2:30 in the morning to be here.
Yes.
I love all y'all.
I do, too. That's why I come in when I do come
Carolina
in.
Carolina Rig did a great job today.
Thank you.
Todd, great music choices, my man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
all right,
that
give
as always.
Give Bill some hugs. We are
out.
Breaking news, information, big name guests, entertainment, and sports. It's all right here on 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a